This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name Cleolda Hernandez. Date of birth, September the 25th, 1968. Case ID number is 4529473. Date of exam, December the 13th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated May/26/22. And medical records from Manuel J. Mercado, MD, dated 1/7/2022. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old widowed female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. To evaluate allegations of heart disease / atherosclerosis and coronary artery bygraft surgery. The claimant is presently employed as a shelf and display organizer, where she has been working for 1 week. Before that time, she worked for Walmart for 26 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house by herself, and she is not receiving disability benefits except from a private insurance company at this time. Allegations number one, heart disease / atherosclerosis / coronary artery bygraft surgery times 5. History of allegations. Number 1, heart disease / atherosclerosis / coronary artery bygraft surgery times 5. The claimant states that on February the 7th, 2020, she presented herself to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance for a routine checkup. The claimant states that she was having chest pain, but mostly back pain. When they evaluated her, they realized that she had severe coronary artery disease, and she was scheduled for surgery. She was hospitalized for 2 weeks, but did not have a myocardial infarction. The claimant had severe coronary artery disease of 5 major vessels, and eventually had a coronary artery bygraft surgery times 5. She states the character of the pain was a back aching pain, mainly located in the mid-thoracic area, that did not radiate to her neck or to her arms. Originally, they told her that it was probably air in her lungs. The claimant states that the only real symptom that she had was severe shortness of breath and tiredness. She states that the shortness of breath is precipitated by any kind of exertion and that and any kind of excessive food intake. She states resting does relieve her symptoms. The claimant states that the pain is relieved by nitroglycerin tablets. However, she has not taken one since she left the hospital. She states mostly that she'll rest and sometimes take antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, and dizziness. She denies diaphoresis, nausea, or vomiting. The risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, menopause, and mixed hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that she does have a history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, and esophageal reflux. She denies hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. The claimant does suffer from severe shortness of breath and occasionally has pedal edema, as well as orpnea. She states that she has to sleep with 3 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with atherosclerosis, coronary artery bypass surgery times 5, stable angina. Her condition appears stable at this time. However, the claimant states that she still continues to have shortness of breath. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and exercising on a stationary bike. The claimant does not like to walk because she is a diabetic and has had multiple small ulcers and calluses on her feet. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 30 minutes, climb 6 steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is unable to squat. The claimant is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. At the present time, the claimant is on ibuprofen 800 milligrams QD and Tylenol 500 milligrams BID. PRN is needed for any kind of pain, which she states does give her relief. She states she does walk around in the park, but mostly likes to work out on a stationary bike. Her physician at this time is Dr. Manuel Mercado. Family history. Her father is 85 and has dementia, but is otherwise healthy. Her mother is 78 and is in good health. She has a sibling with diabetes and a grandfather who died from myocardial infarction and an aunt who has had heart disease. Medications. Mounjaro, 2.5 milligrams Q-week. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. Losartan, 25 milligrams QD. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Sertraline, 50 milligrams QD. Ropinirole, 0.5 milligrams QHS. Level thyroxine, 75 micrograms QD, metoprolol ER, 25 milligrams QD, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, fenofibrate, 134 milligrams QD, Januvia, 50 milligrams QD, and ibuprofen, 600 milligrams QID. Medical problems, hypertension, history of COVID-19, restless leg syndrome, diabetic retinopathy with cataract formation, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin of 7.7, coronary artery disease with a history of coronary artery bypass surgery times 5, hypothyroidism, mixed hyperlipidemia, anxiety, history of congestive heart failure with aortic valve disorder and atherosclerosis. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 210 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 inches. BP, 173 over 93 mmHg. Heart rate, 73 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 34. General. This is a 54-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant states that she uses glasses only for reading. Could you please drop down to after cardiovascular? There is a 28-centimeter midline scar where open heart surgery was performed. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant has scars where on both legs where veins were removed to perform the coronary artery bypass surgery. Skin, the claimant has multiple tattoos all over her body. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? Chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has mild limitations in her visual acuity and no limitations in her visual fields. She is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to mild heart failure. From aortic insufficiency and severe coronary artery bypass surgery. Probable diagnoses. Number one, atherosclerosis / coronary artery bypass surgery times 5, stable angina and aortic insufficiency has been treated at this time with surgery and is being treated with multiple medications. Her blood pressure does appear to be elevated, and she does appear to be in mild heart failure with shortness of breath. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Cleolda Hernandez.